You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner visited Vicksburg in the seventh grade. It was life-changing. That day he met this historian whose footsteps he wanted to follow in, and so he did.
Most historians become experts in one or perhaps two areas of interest. Their academic training encourages this. Intense concentration on one subject tends to limit study in the broad spectrum. It is very rare indeed to find someone whose knowledge is so vast, whose memory retains great amounts of minutiae, and someone who commands the utmost respect of their peers. Such a person is Edwin Cole Bars. Today I am going to veer from my usual format of reporting to speak about someone in a very personal manner. In many ways, I consider him responsible for my decision to become a historian, though when I met him, I did not really know what a historian was. Ed is the Chief Historian Emeritus of the National Park Service and the preeminent scholar of the American Civil War. Born in Montana in 1923, he listened to accounts of military campaigns from his father, who served as a Marine in World War I. It's no surprise that he became interested in history and even named all of the horses on the ranch for famous Civil War generals. When he graduated from high school, he hitchhiked around the South, visiting Civil War battlefields. He soaked up as much detail as he could, comparing what he saw to what he had read. Carrying on family tradition, Ed joined the Marines in 1942 and saw action as a member of the 3rd Marine Raider Battalion at Guadalcanal and in the Russell Islands. He transferred to the 7th Regiment of the 1st Marine Division and fought at New Britain. He was severely wounded there and spent 26 months recovering, but lost partial use of his left arm. After the war, Ed used the GI Bill to attend Georgetown University, earning a degree in Foreign Service Studies. He then went to work for the Navy Hydrographic Office in Washington, D.C., which gave him the opportunity to visit nearby Civil War battlefields. Ed always says that you can't describe a battlefield unless you walk it. He joined the National Park Service as a ranger. Later, when they created the position, he became a Park Service historian at Vicksburg National Military Park. He and his wife Margie, whom he met at Vicksburg, lived in the house that became U.S. Grant's headquarters after the siege. While at Vicksburg, Ed authored a seminal 3-volume history of the Vicksburg campaign. Back in the 1950s, as the centennial of the Civil War approached, he was recognized as the most knowledgeable person on the battlefields in America. He was instrumental in developing other national parks interpreting the Civil War, Pea Ridge, Wilson's Creek, Stones River, and Fort Donelson. He also led the effort to create the Eisenhower Farm at Gettysburg as a national park. This led to other presidential sites added to the system. In 1981, Ed became the chief historian of the Park Service and remained there until he retired in 1995. The Smithsonian ranked him as one of the 100 most influential people in America during the 20th century. Even before and since his retirement, Ed has been in demand as a history tour guide. He is on the road over 200 days a year, touring and teaching the Civil War, the Indian Wars, World War I, and World War II. His booming bass voice is unmistakable. I met Ed when I was in the 7th grade and my class visited Vicksburg. I was mesmerized by his knowledge. That day, in May 1963, I decided to be a historian, and I never changed my mind. 32 years later, I was asked to conduct a tour for the Smithsonian, assisting Ed. I still consider it the thrill of a lifetime, and I have counted it a privilege to have worked with Ed on several other occasions. It has been said that we stand on the shoulders of giants. If that is true, mine has a name. Ed Bars is history that matters.